USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
London police say the terrorist in today's London Bridge knife attack is dead. Assistant Commander Neil Basu confirmed the incident is terror-related. Basu also says,
I can confirm at this time, we believe a device that was strapped to the body of the suspect is a hoax explosive device.
And in a developing story, a suspect in the stabbing of three people in a busy shopping district in The Hague, Netherlands, is still on the loose. People are out and about shopping for Black Friday deals.
I got these gifts for my granddaughters. Nothing for me, just for my grandkids.
Super tired. I'm exhausted. I got this doll at Disney. And then last week I was here and it was $30. And then I came today and it was $10.
Some shoppers up early looking for bargains say the stores, in their opinions, weren't quite as busy as they have been. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
As Alzheimer's Awareness Month winds down, experts have a message for us all. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Experts are using this opportunity to explain that dementia is an umbrella term and that Alzheimer's is really only one form of chronic memory loss. The experts say that while there are differences, unfortunately, all forms of dementia have things in common in that there is currently no prevention, treatment, or cure. There are a lot of people who don't understand that Alzheimer's is not just an issue of grandma forgetting something. It's a fatal disease, and they say it needs more research so that someday there may be both predictors and cures.
Bad weather is causing problems for travelers across the country looking to get home after the Thanksgiving holiday. The storm, the second major system in a week, will likely drop snow from New Mexico all the way up to Minnesota and Michigan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is reclaiming the front-runner's role in the latest national poll of Democratic presidential candidates. Biden's surge is coming at the expense of Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who has been leading in many of the polls. Now, regarding Warren's drop in the polls, Kristen Tate is with Young Americans for Liberty, and she tells Fox News,
she should be worried. People are starting to wake up to the fact that Elizabeth Warren has basically been lying about how she's going to pay for her big government programs like Medicare for All. It is laughable to suggest that you are going to put these trillion-dollar big government programs in place and not raise taxes on the middle class. Even Bernie Sanders has been telling his supporters that if he put in place Medicare for All, it would result in tax hikes for everyone making over $30,000 a year. You know, Elizabeth Warren says she can do this with just a wealth tax. That wealth tax would only bring in $2.75 trillion over the first decade, according to her own advisors. That amount of money wouldn't even cover 3 years of current deficits, let alone free college or Medicare for All. So I think people are kind of starting to wake up to this and realize that more government's not always the solution to our problems.
A poll shows Americans continue to gain weight and weigh more than 200 pounds. The Gallup survey shows Americans' self-reported weight is 178 pounds in the past 10 years, compared to 174 in the previous decade. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.